In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We continue our reflection, dear friends, on the feast of the Ascension, today being the first Sunday after the Ascension. And we look forward as we celebrate next week the birthday of the church, Pentecost, commonly called Whit Sunday. The Feast of the Ascension, as we reflect on it, does not at first impress us as a happy event. Our Lord Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, was present in flesh and blood to his apostles, to the men and women, and then shortly after that, he left them. That was the part that made them sad. But he left them with a promise. Jesus ascended to eternal glory at the right hand of the Father, leaving his apostles behind, staring into the clouds. What a day that must have been. We must remember that he did not leave them to fend for themselves without help. He had promised them the help of the Holy Spirit, and he had also promised them, by uttering certain words, these words, "I will be with you always." Those must have been comforting words. "I will be with you always." This is a wonderful promise to always remember. In good times and in bad times. That same theme, "I will be with you always," is the same theme that begins St. Matthew's Gospel when he tells us Jesus would be known as Emmanuel. The word Emmanuel means God is with us. I will be with you always. And the same Gospel of St. Matthew ends with that same message. I will be with you always. We like to picture Jesus' ascension exactly the way St. Luke describes it in the first reading for Ascension Day from Acts of the Apostles. However, Luke is trying to illustrate something that I would refer to as a mystery for us. It's a mystery for us. A mystery that is beyond visual perception. When we think of ascension, we must think of it as a mystery. And to help us understand why I say that, let us consider this. If we look at the scene of the ascension that St. Luke gives us, it takes place in Bethany on the Mount of Olives, just 2 miles from Jerusalem. I watched recently on EWTN, that scene of the tour of that area in which Jesus made his presence and his ascension. And as I watched, I could see the tour guides still point on that spot where Jesus supposedly stood. And those tour guides encourage tourists to use their imagination as they show them his footprint on the rock. Yet the Gospel of St. Matthew tells us Jesus met with his apostles in Galilee and departed from them there. Does that confuse you? It sounds confusing. Hopefully, it tells us the ascension is not something that could have been videotaped. It tells us that we are dealing with mystery. Mystery. Certainly, Jesus was no longer with his apostles in a visible and tangible way as he was before his crucifixion. And although his physical body had now entered into the glory of heaven, he would still be with his apostles, still be with them, but in a very different way. Just to be clear on that word mystery, St. Matthew's message seems to be that Jesus met his apostles for the last time in Galilee, because Galilee was half pagan. This implied that the message of the gospel is meant for all people. And St. Matthew verbalizes this message when he quotes Jesus saying, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." That, my friends, would have been a task far greater than the 11 disciples that Jesus had, the 11 people could accomplish. That would have been a task far greater than any 11 people could accomplish, even with the help from the Holy Spirit. So the words of Jesus are meant to reach out beyond his first followers to you and me. Jesus Christ wants the message of God's love to reach all people. And that job of going and sharing that message is still not finished. Let me try to sum up my thoughts on the ascension. The ascension shows us the full glory of the resurrection. Sharing in God's glory eternally. A preview of God's plan for all the rest of us who have followed Jesus Christ faithfully. The ascension also tells us that Jesus Christ is still with us. As he said in the gospel that we read last week, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. The world will no longer see me, but you will see me. And finally, my friends, the ascension tells us that we have a job to do. We have a job to do. We can't spend all our days staring up to the heavens, wondering where he's gone, or what he's doing, or what heaven will be like for us. Occasionally, of course, it's good for us to contemplate the next life. It's good for us to wonder what the next life will be. Because when we wonder, it motivates us to live a good life. But we also need to hear what the angels said to the apostles 2,000 years ago after Jesus ascended. The angels said, why are you standing there looking up into the sky? In effect, I think the angels were saying, you have a lot of work ahead of you if you are going to make disciples of all nations. You better get with it. That message is for me and you today, who are living 2,000 years after this great event. It's interesting, and we should never forget why the Mass is called the Mass. It is because the priests in those earlier days used to say at the end, Ite missa est, which means, go, you have been sent. Go, you have been sent. So it is our job to bring God's love, which we celebrate in our liturgy, not only among those we know, but to those we do not know, out to the world. Amen.